haven't we been a busy little bee? Karen, honey, is there something you'd like to tell Mommy?
This is a pregnancy empathy belly I got from my health teacher. I have to wear it for a class project.
Oh, I've heard about those empathy pads. It helps you to know what it's like to feel pregnant, right? You know, weight gain, breast enlargement, even presses against your bladder so you have to pee all the time.
Sounds like fun for the whole family. Yeah, well, it is not fun. I mean, this thing weighs a ton. No wonder Mom's so tired all the time. I've only had it on for an hour and it's killing me.
Man, chicks are such wimps.
JT.
Honestly, JT, chicks are wimps. I mean, that's probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
That's because you're not around them that much.
Come on, Carol. Being pregnant is no big deal, all right? Women just milk it for sympathy.
I think I'll just step way over here.
Listen, cave boy. Men wouldn't last 48 hours if they had to be pregnant.
You want to bet?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I'll take a piece of that action.
All right, fine. Name your stakes.
All right, let's see. How about this? All right. The loser has to kneel in front of the winner and say, I am the weaker sex. You are far superior. I bow down before you and kiss your feet.
Fine. You're on. I'll wear the pad this weekend, and so will Dad.
Hey, wait, why? What is this Dad stuff? You don't have to drag me into this.
What's the matter, Frank? Don't you think a big, strong man like you could handle being pregnant for one little weekend?
Well, I could handle it.
Then it's a bet?
Yeah. Okay, it's a bet.
All right, it's on. By this Sunday night, you guys will be kissing our feet.
We'll see about that.
Well, sure hope there's a 58-inch baby in there.
Hey, Carol.
Hi.
You seen Brendan?
Oh, I think he's up in his room.
Oh, cool. Hey, I got a Mondo surprise for him.
Yeah?
Yeah. His favorite baseball player, Kenny Barton, he's playing an exhibition game today in Milwaukee, and I got 2 Parimo tickets. Is it okay if I take them?
Well, sure. That's really nice of you. Cool. I wish that Brendan had a better role model than this Kenny Barton, though. Every time I see him on TV spitting tobacco juice or calling some female reporter babe.
Don't worry about that, Carol. You know, Brendan doesn't pay any attention to that stuff. He just likes Kenny Barton because he's an awesome ball player.
Hey, guys, check this out.
Hey.
Kenny Barton's juicy chew. Look what I can do. Now I can spit just like the pros.
Gee, what a gift.
Hey, dude, check it out. I got 2 tickets to today's game.
With Kenny Barton?
You betcha, man. Hustle it out to the vet. Maybe we can make batting practice.
Awesome!
Yeah.
Brendan, stop, Brendan!
Oh. Later, babe.
Yeah, we'll work on that babe thing on the way to the game, you know?
Yeah, and spitting, too.
Spitting, too. No loogies in the kitchen. You got it.
Let's go, boys. Get your pregnant butts down here.
All right, ladies. It's my pleasure to present that all-singing, all-dancing, all-pregnant entertainment duo, Francine and Tootie Lambert.
I've never seen a bigger pair of boobs in my life.
Come on. Honey, I'm telling you,
I love being pregnant. I mean, check this out. I can watch TV and just set my beer nuts right there.
This guy kills me.
This is great. My father and my brother enjoy dressing up like pregnant women. As if I wasn't screwed up enough already.
Yeah, she thinks she's got problems. These guys are my male role models.
Hey, Tootie, what do you say we just sit back and watch a ball game all day, huh?
Sounds great, Francine.
Not so fast, Tubbies.
What?
I have a bunch of errands for the two of you to run.
Supermarket, hardware store, dry cleaners. Hey, no problem. Have these done and be back before the game starts.
Let's go. Come on, here we go.
All right, just get me out of this whale suit and we'll be on our way.
You got it.
Oh, no, 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 no. Mom doesn't get to take off her whale suit, so neither do you.
Well, you don't expect us to go out in public like this.
Why not? I do.
Yeah, but you're a chick.
So are you for the next 48 hours. Could one of you ladies get that?
I'll take care of it.
Well, hello, cutie. What can I do for you?
Ah, mommy, mommy, scary man!
No, no, yeah, yeah. See, I don't always look like a woman. It's just for the weekend.
Stay away from my kid, you pervert!
Bye, girls!
Kenny Barton hit a home run, and you actually caught it for me.
Yeah, well, I wish I hadn't caught it with my head. Okay, dude, this is it. The player's locker room. Now, just remember, little cuz, just because these guys are professional ball players, you know, they're ordinary Joes like you and me. Right on.
Dude, you're the shortstop. What?
Way to turn that double play, huh? Hey, man, you're the center fielder, all right. Way to throw that guy out at home. Cool. Dude, you're the groundskeeper, all right. Way to mow that grass, huh? Yeah.
I didn't see Kenny.
Oh, yeah, me either. Hey, dude, is Kenny Barton coming out?
No, he's got an interview in a few minutes, and he's probably going to slip out the back.
Hmm. Great. Now I can't get
inside
my ball.
Why not, dude? All we gotta do is go inside the locker room.
Oh, and how are we gonna do that?
There's a guard.
Dude, I got it. All right, we get like 15 megatons of plastic explosives, like blow the roof off the locker room, okay? Then we get like an Apache helicopter airlift us and drop us right in there. We get these really cool jokes.
Cody, Cody, Cody. We don't have a helicopter or explosives.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay. Plan B, dude, you just kick it right there on the chair, right? And I distract the guard, get him away from you, and then you sneak in the locker room. Yeah, that'll totally work. Okay, we won't even have to set off any smoke detectors. Help! Help, dude!
Say, man, what's going on?
Dude, I'm being mugged.
Where'd he go?
Oh, man. What? Really big, mean dude. Hairy, ugly. Wow, he went that way. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure. That sounds great. Book me on Letterman, then call Leno up and see what he pays. Right. Oh, and Sid, listen, let's get cracking on that shoe deal, okay? Those jerks want Kenny Barton to be their spokesman. They can pay through the nose. Yeah, ciao.
Kenny?
You're looking at him, kid.
Wow, you're my favorite player. And I was wondering if you could sign my baseball. It's the one to hit a home run with.
Sure, kid. You got 50 bucks?
What?
My autograph.
It costs 50 bucks for your autograph?
Hey, Kenny Barton's signature's worth a lot of money. I don't just give it away.
Well, I don't have any money. I do think you're the greatest baseball player in the whole world.
Yeah, so do I. That's why I get 50 bucks for my autograph. Talk to me.
Hey, babe, how you doing? No, I'm not busy. There's some kid here trying to get a freebie. Yeah, well, what can I say? It's all part of being a star. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Well, could somebody help us here? We're pregnant, you know.
Well, looky here, Ma. Looks like these big old pregnant men are plumb tuckered out.
My.
Man, these pregnancy pads are torture machines. My feet are swollen, my back hurts. I stop and pee every 10 minutes.
Gee, girls, ready to throw in the towel yet, huh?
No, we're not, but I think you cheated, honey. This thing has to weigh more than a baby, and look, my feet are starting to spread.
Well, rest up, because I got some more errands for you to do. I want you to stop by the home center and pick up the wallpaper for the baby's room, and stop by that fruit stand on Route 32. I need some watermelons for Brendan's class party.
Watermelons? Those are heavy. Can't they just have raisins?
Nope. Watermelons. Big ones. So we'll take these groceries into the kitchen, and you girls let us know when you're ready to admit defeat. Or kiss them.
I got something for you to kiss.
Oh, they're so cranky. They must be retaining water.
Come on, speed bumps. We got a melon run to make.
Man, these double D's are backbreakers. I gotta get a new bra with some support. I can't believe I used to like these things.
I tell you, with all due respect, I beg to differ with you, you know? It's tarragon vinegar, not balsamic vinegar like everybody says. You want to make a good bordelaise, you know?
Whoa, I didn't know that, man.
Yeah.
What's the secret to a good meringue?
Dude, cream of tartar all the way.
Sorry, my brother.
Totally, man. Hey, the B-Man's out. Hey, B-Man, what's happening? I want you to meet a friend of mine, Edgar. Edgar is my little cousin, Brendan.
Hi, Brendan.
Edgar.
Hey.
Come on, Cody, let's go.
What's wrong with that?
Hold on. What's up there, Droopy? Where's the baseball, man? I want to check out the big man signature.
I threw it in the trash.
You did? Why?
Kenny said he wouldn't sign unless I gave him $50.
What a do-weed.
Come on, Cody, let's go home now.
Home? No. We are not going home. $50. Dude, we are going in there and have a little chat with Mr. Kenny Butt Scratch Barton. Hey, Edgar, dude, man, I hate to impose on our newly formed friendship and everything, you know, but, hey, me and my little cuz gotta get in there and talk to Kenny Barton.
I'm supposed to let people in, Cody.
I know that, Edgar, but, you hurt my little pal here, and I gotta go in there and give him a little verbal thrashing, if you know what I mean.
In that case, my brother, go right in. I hate that punk.
Yeah. Bottom of the night. What were you thinking about when you went up to home plate?
Well, Harmon, I tell you, I was just trying to stay focused, you know, wait for my pitch. But most of all, I was thinking about my fans.
Yeah, what a crock of bat guano. Dude, you don't give a flying fig Newton about your fans.
Pal, we're on the air.
Oh, good. Then all those folks at home will know what a lion's sack of cow chips you are.
Hey, who let this guy in here?
I did. You got a problem with that?
Listen, I was saying...
Listen, jerkwater. My little cuz Brendan came down here today because he thought you were the coolest guy in the world. Dude, you broke his little heart trying to charge him $50 for your stinking autograph.
$50? Hey, I don't run a charity. My signature's worth big money. I'm a superstar.
Yeah, because of little dudes like Brendan. Man, you should be falling all over yourself trying to sign baseballs for dudes like him.
Back to you, Kenny.
Look, baseball is business. You want to send a message? Call Western Union. I'm out of here. I got a card show to get to.
Yeah. What a butt face.
Well, there you have it. One man's opinion of Kenny Barton. Now back to you in the studio, Marv. Well, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Listen, I'm real sorry about that. I hope we didn't mess up your broadcast.
Oh, no. Actually, I think you made it a little bit better.
Yeah?
That Barton guy's a real dillweed, isn't he?
Yeah, totally.
What's your name, son?
Oh, dude, I'm Cody Lambert. This is my little cuz, Brendan.
Well, hi. I'm Harmon Killebrew. Nice to meet you guys.
Wow. You're Harmon Killebrew?
Yeah.
I got your baseball card.
You do?
Dude, you hit more home runs than Mickey Mantle and Reggie Jackson. They give that dude a candy bar.
Go figure.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we really didn't mean to hose your TV interview and everything, man. You know, that guy, Kenny Barton, he really just cheesed me off.
Cody, don't apologize. I agree with you.
You do? Dude. Hey, do you know that? My man Harmon agreed with me.
You know, in my day, ballplayers knew that the fans were the most important people in baseball, especially kids like you. But today, they seem to forget that the fans are the ones that buy the tickets and sit in the seats. They should remember that it's the fans that make baseball. And if it weren't for the fans, we'd all be out of a job.
Yeah. Amen to that, your baseballness.
Hey, Brendan.
I'm not a Kenny Barton, but I am in the Hall of Fame. I'll sign a baseball for you.
Really?
Sure. There you go, sport.
Wow, this is the greatest day of my whole life.
Isn't that beautiful?
Monster move, bro. Cool.
Hey, is old Pete still making those killer chili dogs down the hall?
Yeah, he sure is, man. Can I buy you one?
Sure, let's go for it.
What, dude? Putting on the feed bag with old number three. Is this a Hall of Fame day or what? Come on, Andrew, let's go get out.
I've lost the will to live.
Me too, Dad. I can't handle being pregnant. I think I want to quit.
No, we can't quit. They'll laugh at us.
They laugh at us now, Dad.
Ahoy! There she blows!
Right, Captain, there's a fortune in blubber here.
Make all the jokes you want, Carol. Just please, get me out of this stupid whale suit.
JT, does that mean what I think it means?
Yes, Dana, it does. I quit. You win, okay?
Okay, how about you, Shamu? Ready to belly up?
Anything, as long as I can get this bowling ball off my bladder.
Hey, hey, hey!
Oh, God. Oh, I think my water broke.
I don't believe we have heard the magic words.
Okay, fine. We are the weaker...
No. The agreement was, on your knees, in front of us, then kiss our feet.
Woo! Okay.
Come on, get over.
I am really looking forward to this. Okay, boys, let's hear it. Come on. We are the weaker sex. Women are superior to men.
Women are superior to men.
We bow down before you and kiss your feet. No. Lips on leather.
Yeah.